So this practice is use of the breath, and we're going to use counting to begin with, as a way to release distraction and to the basis of mindfulness practice is to be able to sit in a restful awareness. So this practice is going to be a settling, grounding and resting. So just coming to rest now. Settling into being at home, relaxed, into a posture of your choosing, either sitting or lying. So just make sure that your back is self-supporting, lengthening the spine with a natural curve in the lower back, just relaxing the shoulders, keeping the chest open, just having the eyes open, slightly if you wish, or close them. Relax the jaw, relax the face. Having the back of the neck just in line with your spine. Allowing your hands to be soft on your lap. And just having the intention and attitude of embodying a sense of alertness, a sense of stillness, a sense of ease. And perhaps our intention this evening may be just to allow ourselves to notice what is happening as it's happening with an attitude of acceptance to whatever arises. So bringing awareness now right into the breath, to the movements of the breath, almost like you're touching the breath as you breathe. Letting go of any thoughts about the breath. And just feeling it. So just settling in for a few moments. Breathing slightly deeper than you normally would. And just counting as you breathe. So we'll breathe in for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Holding it for a count of four. And then breathing out for a count of four. And then holding it again. Before we breathe in for a count of four. So regulating your breathing. And this allows you to bring awareness just quickly into the body. Into your breath. If thoughts arise, that is perfectly okay. Just notice them. And then return to the breath and the breathing and the counting without becoming involved with your thoughts. So breathing in. and breathing out. Noticing the pause and the still points between the breath. So this is the phase of settling. So towards the end now of the settling phase, just focus a little more on the out-breath. Just noticing how the body relaxes a little as you breathe out. And seeing if the mind can learn from the body. The body relaxes breath, releases breath, and then relaxes the mind too. Can release involvement with thought and begins to settle. So for the next few cycles of breathing now, the invitation is, you can drop the counting on the in-breath, but the invitation is to have the out-breath much longer. Stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system. So say breathing in for a count of four and then breathing out for a count of eight. Or you can drop the counting and just have the out breath much longer, as if you were breathing just into your lungs and then releasing that breath all the way down your body, right into your feet. Feeling the drop into gravity as you breathe out, shoulders dropping, chest dropping, the pelvis sitting even deeper, and just being the breath as you release it outwards and downwards. So now allowing the breath just to fall back to its normal breathing rhythm. And just allowing it to be there as a light touch, almost like a feather dropping downwards, floating. And bring your attention now more fully into your body. And this is the grounding phase. So we become aware of the contact and the pressure where our body is resting. And just noticing how the ground supports the body. Now gently allowing the body to open up and tune into the sensations there. just allowing them to reveal themselves to you. We're not looking for anything special to happen. We're just simply noticing what's here, what sensations are present. You may become aware of feeling warm, maybe. Perhaps you're noticing a tension in your neck or in your shoulders. So we're just looking for what's here. Maybe there's a contraction in the stomach, relating to an emotion that's here, a feeling that's here. So the invitation is, in this grounding phase, is to let the awareness of sensation just hold you in the present moment, without judgment, without preference. So now becoming aware of the body as a whole. The mind resting in the body and the body resting on the ground. And then just becoming aware of the space around you. Just noticing how your body rests in space and is surrounded by space. And now we can expand our awareness just further and just allowing yourself to experience whatever is coming to you through your senses. The sense of touch, the sense of your hands resting against each other, or another part of your body in a relaxed way. Sense of the air flowing over your skin. Maybe the sensation and touch of your hair, of clothing. And noticing the sounds that are here. You're not actively looking or listening for anything. You are simply receiving sounds as they come to you. Pure sensation of sound, without analyzing them, naming them, thinking about what you feel about the sounds. You are simply receiving the sounds. So sitting with our senses, with our bodies, with our breath, and perhaps noticing how our mind is. Does it feel resting in the body? Is it relaxed, peaceful? Or is it busy, thinking about something? So just noticing, bringing awareness to what's happening in your mind. And then resting back with a broader awareness. Just allowing your experience to come and go. Sensations are happening. Sounds are coming and going. Perhaps you have visual impressions if your eyes are slightly open. Maybe there's the dance of the light at the back of your eyes, the colors. Allowing any feeling or any emotion to flow freely. Just noticing any resistance. Allowing thoughts to come and go. So the whole dance of experience can happen. Can rise and fall. So this is the resting phase. So with your attention lightly on the natural rhythm of your breathing, and just tuning into the breath once more. Just noticing wherever you locate this more easily in the body. And this could be the breath coming and going through the nostrils. Could be the upper body, the rising and falling of the shoulders, the expansion of the lungs. Movement of the diaphragm and the ribs, back of the body, the side of the body, the front of the body. So many movements with the breath to observe. You may be aware of the whole body breathing. Perhaps you're aware of the in-breath. The still point between the breaths, the out-breath. So wherever you rest your attention, it doesn't really matter. But what matters is to have a light touch on the breath, so we're not exclusively shutting out other experiences such as our sensations, thoughts, emotions. So we're allowing everything to flow. Another way to minimize distraction, maybe just simply to say to yourself, breathing in, I know that I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. And the breath is like an anchor holding your attention in the present. So when you find that your attention has drifted off into distraction, into thinking about something, the invitation is to simply notice this and just come back to the breath and the body. No sense of succeeding, no sense of failure. Just noticing and returning over and over and over again. That is the basic practice. When you feel confident that your mind and your body have settled and are in this restful awareness response, then you can let go of the breath support and just return to sitting. And we just rest with our experience. So in this way, we can alternate between using the breath as a support. And simply just resting. And we just notice how this feels. And perhaps quite soon, you notice that the mind has drifted off again and become involved with thoughts. Then we simply notice this and just come back to the breath and the body. Also, just noticing how you are relating to your experience as you sit here. Are you identifying with it as who you are? So we meet all of our experiences with kindness and with acceptance. We can also notice whether our experience that is presenting to us is permanent or changing moment by moment. Now, for the last few moments, just bringing your awareness back to your body as a whole, just sitting here. Mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground. Just with a light focus on your breathing body.